We hear in our gospel today, when Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him." For us in the United States, the term slave takes us aback because it is a reminder of one of our nation's original sins, that of chattel slavery, where people were considered inexplicably as property. Their very lives could be denied them. There was no freedom. The horror of that sin is not what Jesus means. God does not consider us slaves to his will. In fact, Jesus, in his opening mission statement, proclaims freedom, as we hear in another gospel, that of Luke chapter 4. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and he went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." God is fundamentally a God who gives us freedom. No creature in this universe is enslaved to God. No plant, no animal, certainly no human is enslaved by God. That is why we have weeds in our gardens, wild animals, windstorms, and rebellious teenagers, all symptoms of freedom. God, in the person of Jesus, knows this all too well and is willing to allow us freedoms. His mother Mary freely chose to bear Jesus in her womb. Joseph freely took Mary as his wife and freely raised Jesus as his son. They didn't have to do that. God did not make them do that. Mary and Joseph freely chose to do so. And Jesus, his friends, freely chose to follow him. They freely chose to like him. Martha and Mary and Lazarus, Peter, James, and John, even Judas, they all freely chose association with and friendship with Jesus. And they always had the freedom to choose to hurt Jesus, to betray him, to betray God. Jesus is freely and willingly vulnerable with his friends and with us. So how might we interpret today's gospel? In the Latin New Testament, the word slave is written as servus, which could be translated as servant. But the Greek New Testament doesn't have the Greek term for servant, diakonos, but instead has doulos, translated sometimes as slave, sometimes as bond servant, which does mean someone under the complete authority of a master. How do we reconcile that term with the freedom God gives us? Perhaps we should pay attention to the immediately preceding action of Jesus in today's gospel, when Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. That is, Jesus had just assumed an extremely lowly position towards his disciples, his followers, his friends. He stooped down and willingly took on a subservient role and performed a degrading and humble task, one that a doulos would do. The four verses right before today's gospel are, "So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, 'Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Today, Jesus is calling us to take on that humble role, willingly and freely, and even perhaps joyfully. Perhaps our gospel could be, see where Jesus is inviting you today to be humble, to be willingly, joyfully, freely, a doulos to others in bringing them to God, in serving God, a doulos in God's servants.